caused them to go forth out of the land of Egypt, and brought them into the wilderness, and said unto their children in the wilderness, Walk ye not in the statutes of your fathers, neither observe their judgments, nor defile yourselves with their idols. I am Yahweh your God. Walk in my statutes, and keep my judgments, and do them. Notwithstanding, the children rebelled against me, and walked not in my statutes, neither kept my judgments to do them, which if a man do, he shall even live in them. They polluted my Sabbath, and then I said, I would pour out my fury upon them to accomplish my anger against them in the wilderness. Nevertheless, I withdrew my hand, and wrought for my name's sake, that it should not be polluted in the sight of the heathen, in whose sight I brought them forth. Because they have not executed my judgment, but have despised my statutes, and polluted my Sabbath.
This is By Yahweh's Design with Pastor Dan. Wherefore, and now here's your host, Pastor Dan. This is By Yahweh's Design with Pastor Dan. And now here's your host, Pastor Dan.
Welcome, everybody, to By Yahweh's Design. I am Pastor Dan, your host, for this one-hour live radio program coming to you over Heritage Broadcasting System. We're coming to you via the Internet, C-band satellites, and in some fortunate areas, those brave FM rebroadcasters, and now also through Radio Miami International, WRMI, 7.385 megahertz shortwave. We ask Yahweh, our Heavenly Father, to bless each and every one of you. First and foremost, we dedicate this program to our Heavenly Father, Yahweh, who is the father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who was later surnamed Israel. For all good things come from Him, and we wish to give Him all the praise, glory, and honor for allowing us this opportunity to bring His truth to His holy remnant, the lost sheep of the house of Jacob Israel, also known as the Caucasian or Aryan peoples of the earth. Hallelujah, Yahweh, all praise Yahweh in Paleo-Hebrew. This is a two-seed line, racial covenant identity ministry, and we promote and dedicate this program to getting His truth of the true scriptures out to you, His sheep. We offer an opportunity for you to call in and contribute to the program, and we heartily suggest that you do that. Tonight's call-in number will be area code 812-476-3026. We're going to open up the phone lines fairly quickly in the program tonight, and our title tonight also is Wake Up America on this July 7th, year 2000. Before we get too much further, I would like Charisse to read a little poem she has for us with that title.
Thank you, Pastor Dan. As you said, the title of the poem is Wake Up, America. Wake up, America. How can you sleep knowing your sons and daughters are in trouble deep? Satan has been busy. His children are awake. They've been plotting your demise for years. Make no mistake. The watchmen on the wall have done what they were told. They've blown the trumpet and sounded the alarm. Does it make your blood run cold? It should. The time is near, sons and daughters of Jacob Israel. The devil's grip is slipping. It's time that Satan fell. Don't you dare go back to sleep, for he is ever watchful of you brain-dead sheep. He doesn't even have to try. He just waits for you to slip. You are already within his grasp. Don't let him get a better grip. Wake up, America, and hear the trumpet blast. Take up the sword of justice, or into the fiery pit, you surely will be cast. Thank you, Pastor Dan.
Thank you very much. And again, wake up, America. If you can't see the handwriting on the wall today, you are just plain blind. The news reports come running into me every day of some of the stuff that's going on, and it is absolutely horrendous. In the meantime, I would highly suggest that you support the work of Heritage Broadcasting System. These brave people are allowing this message to get to you, and we ask you to keep them in your prayers also. And I was very pleased earlier this week to get a note from a young man who just happened to be tuning in his FM dial in the Evansville, Indiana area, and he picked up our broadcast, and he wrote to me to say how much he enjoyed it. So folks, we're reaching folks, and that's an important thing to have happen today. As most people should know, if you are waking up, the media in this country is 100% controlled, and in vast majority of cases, it's Jewish controlled. And if you think that's a good thing, then you're still asleep. No, it is not a good thing, because they have nothing but destruction on their mind of our system. And if you've ever read their holy book, the Talmud, you would know that. They despise Christ, and they despise Christ's sons. And these lying ministers and people in clergy out here are trying to tell you they're our friends and they're related to us in this way or that. They are filling you with a bunch of bullcrap, because that is just not so. Case in point, the Jew-controlled media is trying to tell us today that the UN had something to do with the Allied victory in World War II, and claiming that the UN forces stormed the beach on D-Day. Well, there's a small problem with that little lie, folks, because D-Day was June 6, 1944. The UN didn't even exist until April 25, 1945. So now how do you resolve that little quandary there, Mr. Jewish Media Master? You're putting out these kind of crap and filling our people full of misnomers and misinformation. It's just unbelievable. So you'd better tune out the Talmud Vision, tune out the MTV, tune out the DVDs and videos and all the other crap that the devil's got for you, and start listening to talk radio, and start getting the alternative media like Media Bypass and Spotlight and other organizations like that, and start finding out what's really going on in this world, because only the truth is going to save your bacon in these latter days. We also would ask that you keep Radio Miami International in your prayers, because these brave folks finally allowed us to go up on the shortwave, so we're reaching a whole lot more people. At this time also, our watchman Jim has moved to another location. We wish him well, and also that we ask his blessings upon him in his new location, that his ministry grow. And Pastor Bob's program on Monday, we ask a blessing upon that, Genesis 3:15. So at this time slot, folks, you're given an opportunity to learn a ton of information if you're paying attention. From 9 to 10, Monday through Friday, the watchmen are screaming it out there if you want to hear it. I have an article that was sent to me called Wake Up America from Jim Harden, who runs the Freedom Page on the web. So I thought I would read this to you because I think it's very appropriate for us here today. And here it goes. Our people are ignorant and sleeping. In America, very few people have a copy of the Constitution for the United States. In America, very few people have read the Bill of Rights or the Constitution of the United States. In America, very few people have the realization that our schools don't teach American history in order to prevent loyalty to America. Gee, I wonder who's behind that. In America, very few people under the age of 40 have little knowledge of Paul Revere, Ben Franklin, John Adams, James Madison, or Patrick Henry, and other great men who fought to break away from the bondage of British rule and skyrocketing taxes, or even know of the Boston Tea Party. In America, very few people have knowledge of the founders of this great country. The wisdom they wrote and the passion they had for America is missing in our society today. They fought knowing they would be martyrs for their cause to save America from the British tyrant. In America, very few people know our nation was founded on Christian principles and values. Blessed is the nation whose God is Yahweh. That's Psalm 33:12. In a letter dated January 1, 1802, Patrick Henry said, "It cannot be emphasized too strongly or too often that this great nation was founded not by religionists, but by Christians, and on the gospel of Jesus Christ." Thomas Jefferson said, "The First Amendment has erected a wall of separation between church and state, not to the benefit of the state, but to that of the church. It was intended to protect the church from the state, but not the government from the church." You gotta remember, folks, the church is the higher organization in authority and jurisdiction over the government. If you don't think that's true, then you better question your stand with the Father. James Madison said, "We have staked the whole future of America's civilization, not on the power of governments, far from it. We have the future of political institutions upon the capacity of each and every one of us to govern ourselves according to the Ten Commandments of Yahweh." John Quincy Adams said, "We have no government armed with power capable of contending with human passions unbridled by morality and religion. Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other." Let me interject here. Now, when he's talking about moral and religious people, again, he's speaking of the Christian religion. This government was never set up to rule people with Hindu beliefs or Muslim beliefs or Jewish beliefs or any of this other mishmash that's been allowed to come into our land. They do not hold to the same values and the same morality that you and I do. It is a lie of the Jew-controlled media that these people coming in are trying to assimilate. That is a big lie. Anybody that's living in areas where all these people are flooding into our country are going to tell you that they have no intentions of assimilation. Their whole intention is to preserve their culture and their race, and to your detriment. And you'd better wake up to that, folks. John Jay, First Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, said, "Of all the habits and dispositions which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are indispensable supports." Now, can you maybe guess why our enemies have attacked religion and morality in our country? Yes, because it is a support, and they're knocking all the supports out from under us. Abraham Lincoln said, "We, the people, are the rightful master of both Congress and the courts, not to overthrow the Constitution, but to overthrow the men who pervert the Constitution." And we've got a bunch of them today, perverts of every sort, including the perverts of the Constitution. To that regard, I give a salute to Ron Branson, who was a guest on this program earlier, and he is running the organization called Jail for Judges out of California, and JAIL stands for the Judicial Accountability Initiative Law. He's informed me lately that the JAIL organizations are starting up in many states of the Union as we speak, and they're starting to have some successes in getting judges either run out of the court and in some cases even go to prison. Because Lord knows, there's a bunch of them that need it. They're corrupt. Noah Webster said, "There are two powers only sufficient to control men and secure the rights of individuals, the combination force of religion and law."
Yes, Stephen Barry on the line.
Oh, okay. Let me just finish this one little section here. William Pitt in England summarized the concept of private property and power under common law as follows: "The poorest man may, in his cottage, bid defiance to all the forces of the crown. It may be frail, its roof may shake, the wind may blow through it, the storms may enter, the rain may enter, but the King of England cannot enter. All his forces dare not cross the threshold of the ruined tenement." Boy, we lost that one in this country today. If in the name of government, they feel like they can do just about anything to you. Folks, we've got Sergeant First Class Stephen Barry, who puts out The Resistor, which is the political warfare journal for the Special Forces Underground. And welcome to the program, Stephen.
Well, good evening, Pastor.
And did you have something you wanted to bring up or a question?
I'm going to let you take the lead.
Excuse me?
I'm going to let you take the lead.
Oh, okay. Well, our topic tonight is wake up, and what I've got is a bunch of reports that have come in to me, and maybe you can add to them as I kind of list them off here, but reports that of things that are just going on in the country that are getting more and more outlandish, case in point being the Supreme Court ruling that it's okay to murder the baby in the womb, and I stated earlier that they're trying to give the UN credit for things happening during the Second World War when it didn't even exist. And you're probably aware, my guest last week was a member of Special Forces when he was in the Army. He retired in 1979, and he was kind of seconding the information that they're trying to disarm our soldiers by requiring all the military people to turn in their weapons and have them stored, I believe it's on base. Are you aware of any of that?
Yeah, they've been floating that tribal now for a couple of years. They started at Fort Carson, Colorado, with a policy letter from the commanding general, Fort Carson, requiring soldiers who live off post to store their personal firearms in the unit arms room. And then they tried it down in Fort Hood, Texas, and the rumor floating around at Fort Bragg right now is they're going to try it here too.
Mm-hmm. You can't name names, of course, but what's the general consensus of the retired and active duty people you talk to about this?
Well, the general consensus, obviously, is noncompliance.
Okay.
First they have to prove you have personal firearms, and then they have to try and enforce the policy to get you to turn them into the arms room.
Uh-huh.
Which is a relatively simple thing to do in the Army. You just issue a policy letter saying that anyone doesn't comply comes under the punishment of UCMJ. So it's either you just keep your mouth shut and don't tell anyone you have any firearms, or you have to comply with this policy. I can just barely hear you, Pastor. It's like you dropped out of the sound range.
Can you hear me now?
No.
Oh.
Just barely. Just...
Okay. Well, maybe Andy can.
Okay. You're up.
Oh, okay.
You're fine by now.
All right. Also, I don't know how much you know about this. I received a report that there's a bill in Congress, H.R. 4453, that's supposed to establish a U.N. Rapid Deployment Police and Security Force.
Oh, that's been... It's going to happen. I mean, they've been trying that now for the last 10, 20 years. It's going to happen, right? See, these things, when they come up, when these alleged issues to be debated come up, the decision has already been made. It's just a matter of how much the target audience has been propagandized to accept it.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like all these so-called debates they have in Congress over various social issues. Those decisions have already been made. It's just a matter of how brainwashed is the target audience to accept it. And when they figure the target audience has been brainwashed enough that the resistance to it will be minimal, that's when you see it happen.
Oh. Hey, we got a real quick call, so hang on there, Steve. We got a call in from Charisse. Charisse, did you have a question for the program?
Yes, it's a comment about something you said a little bit earlier. When you mentioned about the different cultures coming into this country and wanting to assimilate, I have a question. If they want to come into this country and assimilate, why is it that our government is trying so hard to destroy the Christian foundation this nation was based on?
Well, first of all, their goal is to destroy the Christian foundation regardless of what happens with the people that come in here. And second of all, the groups that are coming in do not have any intention of assimilating,
well,
for the most part.
Well, that's what I mean as sort of a comment, question, rhetorical sort of, because it doesn't make any sense. They're saying one thing, but on the other hand, they're saying, yeah, we want to assimilate and come into your country and do what you do, yet our own government is turning around and trying to destroy us from the inside.
Well, yeah, we'll just... it's evil called good, good called evil in the latter days stuff. Everything they say is exactly opposite of what's reality, and that's one reason why, as Sergeant Barry here, I'm sure can tell you, that if you don't tune out the major media and tune out the propaganda machines and mills, and get into reading the Resistor and reading Media Bypass and listening to Heritage and Radio Miami. I mean, if you're not tuning into those things, you have no clue what's really going on. Now, these people coming in here have not themselves said anything about assimilating. That's only the media lords telling you that they have any desire to assimilate. They're not being brought in here to fit in. They're being brought in here to subdue and to cause division and anarchy. And out of this chaos, Rockefeller himself said it, out of this chaos is how they hope to bring in this new world order. So it's all by design, anything they say is a lie, you know?
I certainly hope people are listening and taking notes.
The ones that care are.
That's true. Well, thank you, Pastor, and I'm going to go ahead and get off and
okay.
Go for somebody else. Thank you.
Thank you. You got an input on that particular topic?
Oh, yeah, I do, as a matter of fact. I'm going to paraphrase. St. Thomas Aquinas once wrote, and I'm paraphrasing, that while Christians are sailing their ship of state, The Jews are in the hold. The Jews are looting the hold and boring holes in the hall. And the bottom line is Jews cannot exist in a Christian state. They have to destroy from within.
Right.
They destroy it from within by gaining getting into politics, by taking control of the media, by worming their way into the judicial system. Our judicial system now is so Talmudic. It's just an anarchy of mishmash contradictory laws, just like the Talmud.
Right.
This is a historical process, and we note for the historical record that during the Middle Ages, when the Jews were exiled into their ghettos and basically driven out of every nation in Europe, that Europe thrived. Jews were not permitted to testify against Christians. They were not permitted to hold political office. They were permitted to be lawyers. They were essentially segregated and isolated from the Christian community. And that's when Europe thrived, during those late Middle Age periods.
Right.
But as soon as the French Revolution hit, every place the revolutionaries went throughout Europe under Napoleon, emancipating the Jews, that's when we began having our severe problems with nascent communism.
Right.
They were turned loose upon us.
Well, as they Judaize America, they turn her into the great whore. A lot of people don't know it, but the word Babylon, if you go back to the root word, it means confusion. And oftentimes confusion in the sense that things are mixed, adulterated, so to speak.
Sure.
And that's what they do. Now, I'd also refer along the lines of what you're just saying there, that Yahshua, Messiah, when he was here, he told us to beware the leaven of the Pharisees, and we know who the Pharisees and Sadducees were in the time of Christ. The vast majority of them were Jews, or at least the people who became later known as Jews. And he said, beware of their leaven. Now, leaven, if you look it up in a dictionary, says anything that creates a small, almost imperceptible change in a thing or process. And if that doesn't explain how they've destroyed us, nothing else does. Very small incremental changes in our foundation. They've been chipping away at it until where today, as you said, the judicial system is completely Talmudized. The government is almost 100% there. The education system has become Talmudized. Hollywood never was anything but Talmudized.
I call it Hutzperwood.
What is it?
Hutzperwood.
That's a good one. if that isn't true. Before we go into break here, I wanted to tell the folks now, since we are up on shortwave, I've tried picking up WRMI, clear up in the northern section where I'm presently located, and it was tough to pick it up. So what I thought I would do real quick for the folks out there, if you're interested in picking up good shortwave reception, I highly recommend you go down to an electronics store similar to Radio Shack, and they have what they call long wire antenna kits, and they're not very expensive at all, maybe $10, and they will give you the copper wire and the instructions and the insulators where you can just go out and string up about 63 feet, which is what it comes out to for this station. 63 feet of bare copper wire between a couple trees or whatever, hook up your radio to this copper wire according to the instructions, and I'll guarantee you, you'll get a nice clear reception, because if you're just using a whip antenna when you're this far north, it's very hard to hear. So do yourself a favor and go down to the a Radio Shack or similar store and ask for the long wire antenna kits. Hook them up, and you'll be surprised at how much better reception you'll get. But, as you're saying here, they've taken over so many institutions, and they've snuck in unawares, like the scripture says. They're dressed as sheep. He said, beware the wolves in sheep's clothing, and that's exactly what these Edomites are, because they tend to look like as though, when you look at Madeline Halfright, there's no way that hideous thing could be part of my genealogy. But they come in, and they take on the appearance of us. They dress like us. They talk like us. And so the sheep sit there, you know, and ba-ba, and they're asleep, and they think, well, they don't look so much different than us. And besides that, my local lying pastor is filling my head full of garbage that these people are chosen and all this other stuff. And so they buy their garbage, and that's exactly what it is garbage. And the thing that I enjoy is when Mr. Glidden was on the program. Now, he's a PhD. He's an atheist, but he knows the Jew. And he's been fighting them down in Florida. And the comment he made on the program was, you would be really surprised that when you confront these people, it's just like the scripture says, resist the devil and he will flee. He said, when you get in their face and confront them with truth and confront them with common sense and determination, he said, they almost come apart. They're not really sure what to do. So the problem is, I think, in a Wake Up America call we got today, is to get our people to understand that this is not a done deal. It's not a done deal that we've lost and all this stuff has to happen. We got to develop a backbone and stand up and fight.
Yeah, that's the biggest problem that I've encountered now over the last 6 to 10 years is trying to tell people all you got to do is stand up to them. It's the same thing with blacks. If you stand up to them, they back down. The only hold they have over us is that we're afraid of being called bad names.
Right.
If we just get over that, that solves about half our problem.
Amen.
If you stand up to them. They have no defense.
Well, Steve, we got to go to a break here in a second. Can you stay on for the after the break?
Sure, I'll be here.
Okay, folks, we're going to take a short break and stay tuned. We'll come back for the second half.
Welcome back to By Yahweh's Design with Pastor Dan, and now here's your host, Pastor Dan.
Welcome back, everybody. Again, it's the 7th of July, year 2000. Our topic tonight is Wake Up America. Steve, we got a caller. We got Willie from Oklahoma. Willie, welcome to the program.
Yeah, hello, Pastor Dan. Say, I've come up with an idea. Do you know why? Well, let me say something first though, about hat not so bright. You know, she's a wolf ugly woman. Do you know what a wolf ugly woman is?
No, sir.
Well, that's a woman when you go to the bar the night before and you get drunk and you take her home a woman, and then the next morning when you wake up and you look over and see what's laying on your arm, you gnaw your arm off so you won't wake her up. I've decided that, and I've studied it over the years. As you know from my email, I've done quite a bit of study.
Yes, sir, you have.
And I think that probably the reason the Jews hate us so bad is because their women are so damn ugly.
Well...
and half right is an example of that. Anyway, have a good night. Y'all coming in good down in Texas.
Good. Good to hear from you, Willie.
Bye-bye.
Yahweh bless you. Along that lines, something I read here recently that sickens me, and I can't wait till the men of our race get some kind of backbone, because I'm tired of reading this crap. And it was an article sent to me about white slavery that's going on in the world today, and a large part of it is white women from Eastern Europe. And guess who's behind it quite a bit? Our good old buddies, the Jews, and their allies, and they're getting these women under false pretenses. Here again, speaking a lie because it's their own language. They get these women to think they're going to go to a job in a foreign country, say as in a motel or as teachers or whatever, and then they get them out of their own countries. They take their passports, they take their documentation, and force them into prostitution and sex slavery, and then sell them and make them work off what they're bought for, etc. And people say that sounds outlandish, but I'm going to tell you something. A couple of years ago, I was watching a public broadcast system interview, and I just happened to be watching this thing. And this woman reporter was interviewing one of these bastards in Israel, and he's bragging about how much slave trading they do in comparison to their tiny numbers in the world. I could not believe what I was hearing. And there wasn't a single cry of outrage. There wasn't a single so-called civil rights issue brought up. by anybody, and that broadcast had to have been seen by a whole lot more than just me. And this little hideous viper was sitting there bragging about the fact that his country, being as small as it is, how many slaves they deal in. Now, can you believe that, Steve?
Do I believe it? I've read the article.
Okay.
It was in the Jerusalem Post, wasn't it?
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's forbidden to criticize it.
I just, how much more? You know,
I don't know. I wish I had that answer. If I knew that answer, we could get going.
Well, you know,
it's almost as if the spine has been bred out of our manhood.
You know, you made a statement one time, and I've used that statement in a lot of conversations since. You made a statement that the best of our race has bled themselves dead on battlefields, and the wimps stayed home to breed.
Yeah.
Something to that effect.
Yep.
And I have been thinking about that statement an awful lot, and as I travel and I go out and see people and everything else, you know, I almost hate to admit it, but I'll be darned if it doesn't seem like you're right, because where the hell are our fighters? I mean, every outlandish thing imaginable is done to our race, and you can count on one hand the number of people you know who even get upset, let alone are willing to talk about going and doing something to fix it. It's incredible. I mean, I don't know, I'm flabbergasted. Now, Glenn, who was on last week, who wrote the book A White Man Speaks Out, he said that we do best when our people have strong leaders. Do you think that the biggest problem is not so much with the sheep, it's just that the sheep don't have the leadership they're looking for?
I think one of our biggest problems is we bought into this entire lie of democracy. The democracy is alien to our race. Our race has never, never engaged in the exercise of allowing the people least competent to run a government to run a government.
Absolutely.
You were mentioning that thing about our men being butchered and the weenies staying home and breeding.
Yes.
There's a book your listeners may be very interested in obtaining. The book is entitled War and the Breed.
Okay.
It's by David Starr Jordan. And it can be purchased from... from Scott Townsend Publishers in Washington, D.C.
Townsend?
Yeah, Scott Townsend.
Okay.
T-O-W-N-S-E-N-D. Publishers.
Uh-huh.
Their telephone number is 202-731-2700. I say again, 202-731-2700. Their fax number is 202-731-1523. I say again, 202-731-1523. The book is entitled War and the Breed, and it outlines exactly what we were talking about, that our best men are driven into wars that are not in the interest of our race, are butchered, and the weaker, less capable men stay home and breed. And that's essentially what's happened to us over the century.
I agree. And a case in point as far as democracy never being what our race was espoused to, that's confirmed if you study history.
Yeah,
when this country got started, only a small segment of the society was allowed to sit on juries, to be part of the government, and to vote. And there was a good reason for that.
There's an excellent reason for that.
So, you know, and I had an office full of engineers. Now, this is college.
Can you speak up faster? I can just barely hear you. You're coming in like two.
Okay. Well, hopefully Andy can fix that for
us. Okay.
But when this country got started, as I said, it was a very small group, and you had to meet very tough qualifications to be in any kind of position of government or authority or to vote or to rule on a jury, because of the power of the jury, and this group was made up of free, white, Christian men who were landowners. Now, people think, oh, well, that's not fair. because you're talking about the rich.
It's not fair. It's not supposed to be fair.
Well, exactly. It's supposed to work. And the idea is that group, if it's godly men, again, I stated, one of the qualifications was godly men that believed that the Father was going to hold them accountable to their actions. That group of men wasn't susceptible to the lies and the just absolute nonsense that's poured out by the Jewish media today and these blithering idiots in Congress. I mean, some of the stupidest things I've ever heard in my life are said by these people in government. It's like they take a stupid pill in the morning.
I mean, no. They're willfully evil.
Well, you're right. But I mean, to me, it is stupid because I'm not evil. These people are evil. They don't have a conscience. They couldn't have a conscience and say the outlandish lies that they say and still live with themselves. So obviously the Messiah was right when he said that they have no conscience whatsoever. They are evil through and through. Did you read Senator Craig? Now, this is a United States Senator. Senator Craig's address to the Congress on June 6th of this year. Did you read that by any chance?
No, I don't recall it.
Okay, it's almost 3 pages long, so obviously I'm not going to read the entire thing here. But he basically, in this address, if anybody will contact me, I'll be glad to either email it to him or print it out and send it to you free of charge. I don't care as long as you read his thing. But he basically got on there and said that this country was founded and the Bill of Rights established to protect the people's rights, not the government's rights. And he makes a statement in here that an overzealous government is one of the things that the Second Amendment was to protect us from. And he states in here that the God-given right to ownership of weapons for self-defense is a fundamental right in this country. And he just goes on and on and on. And he also points out, now, he won't call a Jew a Jew because of his position. But he says he calls them the media. He can't figure out why the media constantly harps on bits and pieces of information. But as he says in this article, there's 2.5, now that's 2.5 million crimes every single year are prevented by law-abiding citizens that have weapons that prevent the crime by either wounding, killing, or apprehending a criminal in the act of his crime. Now that's 2.5 million. Media just constantly puts in front of our faces these horrible scenes at a school and all this other stuff, and they just constantly rerun after rerun on these little incidences and completely leave out. Now, to his credit, he got up on the Senate floor and gave this address, but where are the people? You know, like I said, wake up time, folks. Here's a congressman who's telling you, you're not getting the facts. Are you paying attention out there, people? You're not getting the facts if you're watching anything associated with a Jew. Please. I mean, how much more does it take to wake you people up? And again, I'm talking to the choir with some folks out there, but I am really amazed that people can't see the influence of this hideous group of people and what they have done with integrity and honesty in this country. I mean, you don't have to dig very far till you find their work. Would you agree?
Yeah, our Lord said, you shall know them by the fruit they bear.
Boy, I guess. I mean, it's just...
You know, their words are useless. It's their actions. You always have to pay attention to their actions. What fruit do they bear?
Well, you know, going back to what you said about who was supposed to vote and everything and run your country, I'll take it back to the Garden of Eden. Now, when Satan wanted to upset the apple cart, who did he go to?
He went after the woman, of course.
And what is she more susceptible
to? I've always said about the fall that one must pay very strict and close attention to the targeting and sequence of events.
Spoken as a true soldier. Well, he targeted her because, and this is not to put down my sisters, please don't get on me for that, but facts are facts. He targeted her because he knew that in creating her, our Father made her susceptible to emotional issues and the spoken word, much more so than the man. She listens to the word. The man, on the other hand, normal men, I'm not going to throw in the fruits and the nuts and the flakes, but a well-grounded man is going to sit there and the words are going to go in one ear and out the other, and he's going to say, well, wait a minute, what's your motive? Well, you know, and he's going to analyze this thing. Whereas the women, they hear the sweet-sounding words, and that's all these politicians today are good for, and the media, is all the sweet-sounding words, even though their actions are completely opposite of what the sweet-sounding words are telling you. Case in point was that goofball legislation back in 1984, the income tax reform law. It didn't reform squat, you know? And then they've got them out now, the child protection, this and that, and child welfare, and the UN's got oodles of things with great-sounding names, and when you read every single one of them, it's taking away all sovereignty, it's taking away all parental rights, it's going to make one great big world plantation of slaves, sending in your funds to them, and then if they decide that you think right, maybe we'll let you live and have a little bit of it back to put up some kind of shelter or whatnot. I mean, people got to get their heads out of their rectums and start thinking, because the words, they're putting these sweet-sounding words out here, and they have no meaning. They're hollow. They mean absolutely nothing, because these people have nothing but evil intentions, and if you study the fruits of what they do, you can easily detect that there are enemies and not our friends. I got a relative who just came back from California, and they went by Gorbachev. Now, he's the butcher of Moscow, top communist in the world, other than the Jewish masters that control him. And then he's got a mansion in our country. And this relative comes back and says, oh, man, what a really nice house. Doesn't even bother him that the top communist is sitting in his own backyard. You see what I'm saying? Steve, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, okay.
As you mentioned earlier about the United Nations.
Yes.
There's a very interesting sequence of events involved in all that. Right around, right about mid-1943, the Communist International disbanded and renamed itself the Cominform. And at that same time frame, the Allies, the Western Allies, the saviors of communism against the anti-Bolshevik Germans.
Right.
The Allies started calling themselves the United Nations. They started calling themselves the United Nations before the actual organization was formed. However, the time frame they started doing that was the same time frame that the Comintern disbanded. My contention, my personal theory, is that the Comintern reconstituted itself in New York City.
Oh. Oh, I would agree with that.
That's where my research is pointing anyway.
Uh-huh. Well, it certainly...
There's a lot of people don't want to hear that.
Well, no, they don't want to hear anything anymore. I mean, they cover their ears and they have that, I forget what the syndrome is called, but it's, you know, it's like if I don't hear it from you, then everything's okay. And if I don't have to acknowledge what you just told me, then everything's okay.
Because if we look at what's happening and we look at what's going on and we look at what these so-called politicians are saying, you know, we are, in fact, living in the United Soviet Socialist America. I call it the USSA.
That's ironic. So have I for about the past 10 years.
Yeah.
The United Socialist States of America is what I call it. And we are. I stated last week, I've got friends that I've worked with over the years that come from countries like Vietnam and and whatnot. And they come up and tell me straight out that, you know, you've got more communism at work here in America than we ever had over there.
Yeah, I have a very close friend who was a resistance fighter in Hungary during the invasion in the mid-50s.
Uh-huh.
And he just sits back in stunned amazement. He can't figure out why people are so stupid that they can't figure out they're living in a communist country.
You're going to love a future guest I'm having. He works with a relative of mine. He grew up in Hungary about the time frame you're talking about, and he wants to come on to the program to discuss exactly what you just said. That's kind of a coincidence. But,
you know, the people who grew up in Eastern Europe, they see it. And they try to tell people, and they're just stared at blankly, like they just walk off a spaceship. I mean, it's incredible how dumbed down our population has become.
You know the look, what I think the look you get is most similar to? The deer in the middle of the road right before you hit it.
Yeah.
You know, as it stares into your headlights, and it's stunned. It doesn't know what to do. And you just run right over it. And that's about the average person. It's just incredible. Now, to the credit of some, I've seen more wake-up going on in the last 6 months than I have in almost 20 years. So that's a good sign, but there's still an awful lot out there. You know, what I think it is, Steve, is the fact that they are so drunk. I think the scripture uses the term drunk with the wine of Babylon.
Uh-huh.
Babylon has supplied them with drugs, with sex on, easy sex on TV and down at the meat shops, the bars, etc. They have no restrictions thanks to the Jew control of the courts. You can do virtually anything in this country that's ungodly, and you're not going to have anything done to you. You're not going to have anything done to you until you step on their control, which would be like the IRS, or if you say something or do something to it. Well, you notice they got two different sets of capital punishment rules. If somebody kills you or me, they go to jail for life. If they kill somebody in government, they get killed. Well, is that a double standard or what? So, you know...
No, that's just the logic of the beast.
Exactly. So, you know, it's just incredible that they've set this whole system up, and the people literally are drunk. I mean, they act like they're literally drunk on all this fake economy that's allowing them to get in debt up to their eyeballs, to go buy the 2,100 square foot house and put a couple decent cars in the garage and maybe a little boat or something, and they think that that's life. They think that's all there is. There's no judgment coming.
No, that's what they're taught from childhood. I mean, from the minute they can stumble around without bashing their nose on the floor, that's what they're taught. I mean,
yep.
It starts as soon as they can understand language. I mean, the brainwashing comes from all directions simultaneously without let up. And it's daily, it's constant, and never stops.
Well, one of the wake-up calls I would like to get people to understand is they've got to tune out the Jew-controlled media. I mean, first of all, it's not only there to cause division and misinformation and just outright lies, but it's also to brainwash and for all those, and also to terrorize. I mean, if you listen to the stupid media, there's not a chance in hell we can do anything, and yet there's a 40 million man militia out here ready to go.
Well, people need to do, they need to unplug your Talmud vision. They need to heave it out to the street, put it on the curb so the trash man can pick it up.
Exactly.
And if the little beast starts howling about having no Talmud vision, smack him.
Now you're talking about discipline, and oh boy, that's a whole other subject there. Nobody likes to be accountable or have any kind of discipline.
No, what it is, it's so easy to just sit there and drool in front of the Talmud vision.
Yep.
Until people start just turning it off or getting rid of it, and sit around at night and read sacred scripture or read classic novels. But you got to get away from this brainwash machine, that's all it is.
Well, one thing that our people need to do is start holding their head high and taking pride in who they are, and they need to start acting it.
That's a long uphill battle, I can tell you that from personal experience.
Well, I realize that, but it's got to start somewhere.
I know, and there's very few people who are actually taking the bull by the horn and doing it. I can tell you what you can do. What your listeners can do is a good start, is go down to the local school board and ask for the latest test results by race. Ask them for the statistics of the test results by race. They will panic. They will absolutely panic.
Yeah.
Because I've done that. I've also called the recruiting command, asking for the ASVAB statistics by race.
Uh-huh.
and they hang up on me.
Right.
It's forbidden knowledge, you see. But the fact that you asked, the fact that you asked is an act of rebellion in itself. You understand?
Yes, yes.
And it's just a matter of if you have to, take a testosterone shot and go do it. And they could be afraid of being called names.
That's true.
And the more you confront them, the more you see that they're fundamentally cowards. And their strength is that they converted us into cowards.
Well, that's exactly right. It's similar to the Wizard of Oz with the hideous creature behind the curtain pulling all the levers. Once he's exposed for what he is, he's just a little shriveled up coward who relies on the images he creates to create panic and fear in those that he wishes to manipulate.
You know, when people ask me how they should vote, I tell them, wrap your ballot around a brick and heave it at the candidate.
What's that again?
When people ask me how they should vote,
yes,
I tell them to take their ballot, wrap it around a brick, and heave it at the candidate.
Oh, man. Yeah, I understand. I understand. I've told people that, you know, everybody acts like voting for the candidate's the most important thing. Now, that's the least important thing. The more important votes are in the jury boxes, in your cartridge boxes, and with your wallet. You got more power in those areas than you're ever going to have voting for these scoundrels that the media lords put up there. Just like now, they're telling us our only choices are the two losers, the Republican and Democratic Party. Please, tell me that's the best America can offer. That's ridiculous. I'll run. Put me up there. Write my name in. I don't care. You know, the people have to understand something. You can write in anybody you want. They brainwash to think that the media is going to tell you who your new president's going to be. That's hogwash. Go down. The local dog catcher probably has more integrity than anybody in the national media is going to put in front of your face. Write his name in there. Show your displeasure with what's going on. Don't vote for these jokesters that the media is telling you that you got to vote for. I mean, it's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Sooner or later, they're going to have to wake up. Like you said, Steve, I don't know what it's going to take. Lord knows what it's going to take.
All it's going to take is we need to round up our men. What few we have left.
Well,
we need to establish some positive leadership over them.
Well, right now, I happen to know that there's a group writing a new Declaration of Independence. And there's another group working on establishing of ecclesiastical courts, which take superior jurisdiction over these admiralty equity courts that the Edomites run. So there are some good things coming up, and as those things develop, I'm going to see if I can get representatives from those groups to come on the program and tell everybody about it. So there's things are moving. I think the Father's working here, Steve, and sooner or later we're going to see this thing blow up and turn around. So, but in the meantime, we take one day at a time, you think?
Yeah, my motto is pray and load your magazines.
There you go. I like it. Thanks for being on the program, Steve.
All right, Pastor.
Yahweh bless you.
Bye.
Thanks for listening in, folks. Again, it's by Yahweh's design. Yahweh bless each and every one of you, and by His will, may we come back to you next Friday. We do this as free speech guaranteed by our Father, not by a group of men. Take care. Yahweh bless.
The cause for which you be glad. For on the one hand we are told we must obey, yet on the other wrongs have passed away. The double standard we are serving, right to master has found us. Now the lukewarm